It's a rare sight in Sudan's Darfur region. Former enemies working together, sharing the same land and water. The conflict in Darfur is rooted in a fierce competition over natural resources between nomadic livestock herders and sedentary farmers. Droughts and shortage of grazing lands have led to an estimated 300,000 deaths since fighting broke out in 2003. Yasir Altagani and his family are among the estimated 2 million Darfuris displaced by the conflict. They fled to this area in West Darfur.
We left our village because it became dangerous. We had no security and no freedom to farm. When we arrived, some land was available. People welcomed us and let us settle here.
But not everyone embraced these new arrivals. Abakar Adam is a local sheep herder.
When the displaced people first arrived, we were bothered by them because we felt now we have to compete for resources.
At harvest time, Abakar's animals threatened to damage Yasir's crops.
I was walking with the animals when a sheep got away and entered the farm.
Tempers quickly flared when Yasir and his family ran out to confront Abakar Adam. Two sheep were killed and Yasir's younger brother was injured in the fight. Left unresolved, these disputes can rapidly spiral into deadly tribal clashes, displacing tens of thousands of people. But a new United Nations-led initiative seeks to fund and revive traditional mediation methods called judia to resolve these types of disputes. Under judia law, a group of elders act as impartial facilitators, guiding the quarreling parties toward a peacefully negotiated settlement. Othman Musa is chairman of this reconciliation committee.
We like to solve our problems ourselves because the farmer is a friend of the shepherd and the shepherd is a friend of the farmer. It has always been such.
Abdul Sow is head of a UN civil affairs team working to establish peaceful coexistence across West Darfur.
This crisis is a resource-based crisis. It's a crisis of water, it's a crisis of land.
Using the Judea process, Abakar and Yasir came to a mutual agreement. Their communities now share the land and live together amicably.
We reached reconciliation and we found a fair solution. We forgive him for the injury and he has forgiven us for killing his sheep.
I forgive them and we had moved on. The farmers have always been our friends.
Two communities, once divided by limited resources, now gather at this bustling meeting point to share and build a future together.